I think we made it clear in what we said publicly that competitive pensions are absolutely critical to our success as an institution. And more than that, a competitive benefit package, because at some point that includes health care as well. And we appreciate the cost increase that took place this past year, and we're not sure what the future holds for in that regard. I think one of the things that probably has been unnoticed over the last several years is that if you think about us as a budgetary enterprise, the university spends about, the total cost of the university is somewhere around $5.5 billion a year. And our operating budget that comes from the state is about 664, something like that, in the current fiscal year. And some of that is fenced. There's 45 that goes to the hospital in Chicago. There's 17 for the surveys here on this campus and some pieces like that. But that's the state's operating appropriation. In addition to that, the cost to the state for providing our benefits, health care and pension, is something in excess of $1 billion a year. And so if you look at the total state's contribution to this, to the University of Illinois, it's not trivial. It's about $1.5 billion or so. I think sometimes we lose sight of that fact because we see our operating budget continuing to go down, and we don't appreciate the extent to which the state in the last several years has been picking up a rapidly growing health care cost and pension cost on the other side. Having said all of that, I guess the challenge for us is to see how we put together, and I don't think we have, and we began this conversation several weeks ago in our office, how once we know the nature of what the formal state program is going to be, what alternatives do we have to put together something that would be supplemental to that. I'm hoping that by the time we have our board meeting in January, board of trustees meeting, that we can at least have a preliminary conversation of what's about some of the possibilities might be. So regardless of where that goes, it will come as a cost to the institution. And the parameters around increased costs are not easy ones to deal with. Our board of trustees is pretty much adopted as a policy a sense that we're not going to increase tuition beyond the rate of inflation. I think this past year it was around 1.7%. That's about what inflation is. So the likelihood of any substantial growth in, if you will, revenue is limited. What we have done is allowed our enrollments to creep up some. So we have, I think on this campus currently about 44,000 students, 28 or so in Chicago, and about 5 in Springfield. And so that adds some additional revenue. I think the reality is that we're probably going to have to come up with some way to reduce some cost across our operations. And that doesn't always mean eliminating positions or shutting down programs. We, a couple years ago on this campus, simply by changing the nature of our telephone system, some of you love it and probably some of you, like me, haven't quite figured out how to use it, but going to the voice over internet approach versus the traditional hardwired system has resulted in several $1 million in savings. So there's some ways that we can. Another area that we have opportunities to reduce cost are through purchasing of products. What do we call it now? You buy. And that system does, if we can take full advantage, allow us to aggregate and buy larger quantities, which reduces cost, which if those involves things that we're paying for out of our operating budget, reduces, makes a little more money available from those sources. But I'm rambling, but I guess my point is that we have to remain competitive, and that doesn't just mean faculty. I think the part of the real genius of the success of our faculty has been this staff, and particularly the academic professional staff support that's existed undergirding the work that the faculty do and that you do. And we have to somehow be able to continue to attract the best people into those kinds of jobs that we can. And there's, as you well know, there's people have alternatives. And we don't want to be the last on that list. So that's kind of an opening statement, if you will. I think as the board has asked us to think about our strategy going forward, I think in the last several years we came through a difficult period. My sense is that things are stabilized a bit, at least I hope they are. And I think we've bought ourselves maybe a couple of years where we can think about what directions the University of Illinois needs to go. Part of the challenge is how do we meet all expectations? Our Chicago campus, and I'm sure some of you are from Chicago, right? Chicago campus? Is this all Urbana? Chicago campus, more than 50% of the students there are first-generation students. In many respects, it probably looks like, in terms of student body, what this campus looked like 50 years ago. And it's a critical role. This campus has a very significant role in creating technologies, innovation that fuel the next round of economic development. And meeting all of those expectations is part of the challenge that we deal with. And the board, I think, is anxious that we think more strategically and maybe now have an opportunity to get out of a mode that's reacting to the environment that we're in, but rather taking a more proactive perspective on where we're going. And in all honesty, that has some impact on the nature of the individual that the board will ultimately ask to take my job whenever I step out of this. I think knowing where you want to go as an institution helps define the kind of leadership that the university needs.